So we want to talk about your other case, or the second case. And we asked the audience, sort of as a prelude, what their second line therapy is if the first line therapy is a doxorubicin-containing regimen, which sounds like maybe wouldn't be the case. But in any event, the most common answer, docetaxel, gemcitabine, Mario. But then we also asked the question, what about probably a much more common situation where the patient gets first line therapy with docetaxel, gem, and the audience is a little bit split, doxorubicin, liposomal doxorubicin, and some kind of doxorubicin variation for, you know, that's most common answer. Mario, any thoughts about what usual second line therapy in your immemorial?
So it's usually doxorubicin alone. The liposomal doxorubicin, we don't tend to use that often for uterine Myasthenia Gravis. Occasionally we'll do the combination, the AIM there. Even though the outcome overall is the same, there seems to be a slightly higher response rate with the combination. So for highly symptomatic patients, you know, we would consider a younger patient with symptoms, you want to try to get a better, quicker, higher chance of response, we'll do the combination. But generally speaking, its next step is usually doxorubicin alone.
So we asked, actually, I'm going to ask Brian about this in a second, about third line therapy. First of all, Brian, how often do people get to third line therapy in metastatic urinary leiomyosarcoma?
I would say quite often at the sarcoma centers, but not outside them.